Great. The Limestone Coast Triple M, know-it-alls, footy and netball show. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Keatley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know, 963 Triple M.
Heidi Ho, Milo, keeping country footy and netball alive. And of course, that's compliments to the Ray White, Keatley organisation. First for real estate, of course. Now, talking netball, we'll round up Kirsty Johnson for Mid-Sea. And we'll put a call in over to Victoria, Mexico, of course, the girl from Catville, Abby Shannon, to talk about Western Border. Moving to K&T, our connection up there is the man on the Cats Cougars bench, Mal Coots, the big fella. He knows all about his foot. He's been part of that league up there and the previous leagues for a long time, old Mally. He's a guru. Now, Western Border, we will seek out Keith Hooker-Ransom. And he'll be in the heart of the Pine Forest, the Ferrol. And, of course, Freddie Smith, the eyes and ears of Mid-Sea footy. And he is probably sitting at his desk at the SE Times as we speak. And, of course, we'll have our Sip and Save, OK Pie Shop, and Athlete's Foot Player of the Week winners. And Athlete's Foot in particular, we're going to talk to a farmhand who's back playing great footy at Robe. And they're looking good for finals action. Stay tuned.
963 Triple M Limestone Coast Netball with the know-it-alls, local sport on the local you know, Triple M.
Yes, we're talking to Mid-Sea Nettie and, of course, our regular commentator, long-term valued member of the Ray White Keatley Nettie team. Good morning, Kirsty Johnson.
Good morning, Milo.
And well done to the Navy Blues and you and all those long-suffering supporters. You've had a win, so you'll be happy for a while, won't you?
Long-suffering, just waiting in the wings.
Yeah, it takes a while. You can remember when you last won a premiership. Now, we better talk some serious netball. Last weekend, round six, Robe 27 went down to Tamanula 55. The margin surprised you there, Kurt?
Well, it did. I just don't know what to make of Robe. I know they were missing two players, Georgia Hunter and Kim Ross, and Kim is a major player in the team, but to go down by that, I was quite shocked. So Tant are going along very well. They're in third position, so good on Tant for doing that. Robe are going to have to really regroup because they're not sitting anywhere near the top four at the moment.
There you go. Yeah, got a win to be around the mark, of course. That's pretty basic. Port Mac 39 were defeated by Mount Burr 64, and Mount Burr are going okay this year.
Yes, this is another game. Port Mac and Tant are the two teams. Sorry, Port Mac and Robe are the two teams at the moment that are sitting way down in the ladder compared to where they, used to being. And look, Mount Burr are going along quite well. They're sitting in the fourth position, and Laura Schultz is playing really well in the centre area, as is her goalies in Hayley Agnew and Ebony Clark. And look, I believe they're only going to get better, Mount Burr.
Now, Kalangadoo 75 defeated Glencoe 38. So, in terms of that result, there's no doubt at all Gail Richards knows where her team's at and what they have to do.
Well, look, you look at Kalangadoo on top. Glencoe were in second position only a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Now they're sitting out of the four. And, that's a pretty big margin when really Glencoe is a top four team. Mm. So I think they're going to have to really, as are the other teams, really have to think about what they can do to curb the huge influence that Kalangadoo have.
Now, Ngangwari and Congaron, apparently it was just an old-fashioned battle, but Congaron got up 53-39, so the Hawk girls no doubt had a good night.
Oh, look, they would have had a good night. I saw this game. There was nothing really, any high expectations from this game. I really didn't expect. It was just like a bit of a lacklustre. No one really was dominant, even though Congaron won. Ngangwari certainly had chances. They got within six or seven there, but Congaron just, had that little lead and went away. And, the two sides have to really, work on things. But you look at it, Congaron are only one game out of the four. So, who knows what's going to happen?
A lot of interest of what's going to happen below Kalangadoo, that's for sure. Now, round seven out of 18, so we're getting towards that halfway mark. Now, Tantanula will host Port Mac. Tant will go on with the business.
Oh, look, Tant are in a really good position at the moment. They're sitting in third, and I believe they will win this game.
And Mount Burr, a test against Hatherley, who are fresh from the bye.
Oh, look, exactly. I think this is going to be a great game. Hatherley in second and Mount Burr in fourth, but I think Hatherley will come through and win this game.
Well, Congaron probably at home would be backing themselves to defeat the fickle Robe Roosters on the road.
Yeah, well, look, this game certainly could go either way. I think if Robe have their full strength and they've got Kim Ross and Georgia Hunter back, I think that Robe will win this one.
And I think Glencoe will bounce back into the winner's list against Nangwari.
Oh, look, Glencoe need to win this game to get their confidence back and get back up in that four.
Now, Kirsty, I know the junior squad teams are bubbling along nice, and you're right in the middle of that with the 17s. I suppose on the horizon there'll be a senior squad selected.
Yes, there is a senior squad. I'm not sure on the actual girls that are going away for that, but in the next week I will let you know, Milo. But it's only 3 weeks away and we're off to Adelaide again.
It's coming quick, the South Australian Country Championships, and you've been to a lot of those in the glory days. Kirsty, as always, keep the faith, go the Navy Blues, and we'll talk Middersea Netball next Friday morning.
Yep, thanks, Milo.
963 Triple M Limestone Coast Netball with the Know-It-Alls. Local sport on the local you know. Triple M.
Yes, we're talking Western Border Netball, and our commentator all refreshed from a weekend off from the Cass and Sanford Cats. Good morning, Abby Shannon.
Good morning, how are we?
Yeah, good. And of course, you had your game a couple of weeks back, seems like ages ago. And on the weekend, we had the two games. North Gambier and West Gambier clashed, and big test for West, and they got within 15. So do you think that perhaps the margin after having a look at both those clubs already this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think West have really improved over the last couple of weeks looking at the scorelines, but I think that may be the margin, yes.
And, of course, those best players again, McGregor and Bell. What a consistent season they've had. And Lisa McGregor might be in the running for another league B&F, so you never know. Now, Millicent, 72, defeated East Gambier, 50. And East Gambier in perhaps a little bit of a rebuild because they lost a couple of key players over the summer. Now, very big day for one player, Donna Denton, 400 senior games. And she's been a stalwart of not only Millicent, but the Western Border netball scene. And what a magnificent achievement for Donna. And you've had the experience firsthand to play on her.
Yeah, that's a huge milestone and a big congratulations to Donna. She's a great player and very tough one to play against. But yeah, she's unreal.
And she wouldn't have achieved that milestone unless she obviously looked after herself in terms of preparation and, you know, pre-season, et cetera, et cetera. So she's an object lesson to perhaps you younger players of what's needed to have a long time in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. She knows her stuff and she's someone to really look up to and get some tips off, I think.
Yeah, and I've made the prediction. I reckon she might hang around because I know she's 40-plus. To maybe her oldest daughter, Lucy, plays with her. Maybe in the A's or even down in the A reserves. Who knows? No doubt she'll keep playing while she's enjoying it. But no doubt Millicent, as they always do, are building or developing a player or players to take her spot. Now, this week we have a round and you're going to get another home game. You won't know yourselves, Abby.
Yeah, exciting, actually.
Now, you've got West Gambier, so they're coming off a loss. You've already had a look at them this season. So at this stage, you got pretty well your best side or you got a few out?
We do have a few injuries, but I think after 2 weeks ago, we had a disappointing loss. So we'll be ready to get out there and give it our all.
Okay, well, North Gambier will host East Gambier. And this is going to be a good game, but I reckon North might just have the edge over there at the Mecca-Mec Vanstart Park tomorrow. What do you think?
I agree there on that one. I think East are struggling a bit at the moment with players and availability, but they'll give it a red-hot crack.
And no doubt for South Gambier, when they defeated you a couple of weeks back, it was party time, but they're going to come back to earth in a hurry because they're going to host Millicent. So, that's a wake-up call.
Yeah, that's a bit of a big after coming off a great win on the weekend against us.
Now, has there been a bit of talk about senior squads? I know the junior squads get bubbling along pretty quick to play both sides of the border, particularly Victoria first. But is there any movement in terms of the senior squads at this stage, Abby?
Yeah, there has been a little bit of talk, but I don't think anything major yet.
All right. I've been talking to Abby Shannon. We've been talking all things Western Border Netball Super 6. Good luck to yourself and particularly the sides that travel safe. And we'll catch up with you next Friday morning and talk Western Border Netball.
for Limestone Coast, Triple M KNT Footy. Thanks to Eagle Hawk Developments, electrical, plumbing and carpentry. Local sport on the local you know. 963 Triple M.
We're talking big league, KNT. Who better to talk to? Our regular commentator. Good morning, Mal Coots.
Morning, Milo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Another round that's creeping towards winter. Same conditions for everybody. Now, Panola, they followed up from your mob, KLU, and knocked off the reigning premiers. What a game. 15-15 to 15-10. Those 5 points is all they needed.
That's all they needed, yeah. Good win. They're going really well, aren't they?
Yeah, and Scotty Merritt started off as a rat bag in the back line, progressed as an on-baller, and now he's kicking goals. So there you go. Now, your game, Narracourt had their first win the other week. They grabbed the big scalp of the Cougars, and that was another great game. 8-11 to 7-7 at half-time. Three-quarter time, sorry. Both sides managed three in the last quarter, so it was tooth and nail. But the Demons get up by 6 points, so they must have played their very best footy.
Yeah, very well drilled, well prepared, and they were ready and up and about, and we just couldn't find that last bit of effort to get over the line, but full credit to Narracourt.
Yeah, Chris Laddam's obviously taken a while to settle in and getting the boys playing the style of footy that he requires. Now, in terms of the other games, Mundella and Bordertown, the Derby. The margin of 81 points with the Moots winning, did that surprise you, Mal?
I haven't seen Mundella, but I think Bordertown outscored them in the last quarter. But I think they're up and about. It's always a clash, Mundella.
And of course, the Keith Crows, they're finding their mojo. And obviously, same scenario. It's a new look team under George String. So they're starting to get a bit of cohesion. And they thumped the Kingston Saints by 91 points. So the side's still filling each other. And the lucky last, Kybe, Tommy Cooper, he's finding out all about coaching because Borders were 6-8 to Kybe 6-11 at half-time, three-quarter time again, sorry. And seven goals in the last quarter to Borders. Now, have you got the message correct? They've got some Darwin recruits, 41-point victors.
Yes, they have. I was talking to a good mate of mine again tonight. And said yes. They've picked up a couple from Darwin, and they're on the roll.
They can obviously play a bit, those boys, too.
Yes, they can.
Now, that leads us in to this week's round of matches. Round seven, lucky for some. Your mob from the top, you're going to entertain Padua. And they're probably at a point of the season where we're going to start to see whether they're genuine candidates for Final Five. How are you situated with personnel? You got a few wounded at this stage?
Well, we've got a few wounded and a couple more from last week. And our first loss at home will be under the pump a bit. But this will be a real test for the young blokes this week. If they step up and we win, it's really good. If they fall by the wayside, well. And Padua, like you say, need to win. I've had the week off to freshen up, so it should be a ripper.
Yeah, Scotty Welsh, my news, just the non-playing coach will not play. So I'm going to stick with the Cougars at home, but I reckon this will be another down to the wire. Kingston will host Bordertown. Toss a coin or Kingston at home?
Well, I think Kingston at home. Bordertown is struggling a bit, so Kingston improved a little bit, I think.
Yeah, Brady Richardson, I'm with you. I reckon you're going to crack a win, another one. Now, Kybe will host Keith, and I reckon Kybe going to have another loss.
Yes, I think the jungle drums are beating again. I think the president's resigned, and there's a couple other things going on down there. So, yes, I think Keith will have a good win down there.
Well, every year when I make my predictions early, I always put in footy club funny business, and that includes after dark activities. And gee, see, happens again. You bring a group of people together with egos and agendas and sounds like politics. But anyway, now one thing with Keith, gee, their big guns are really putting their hands up. Benny Simons, past medalist, he's kicked 32 for the season with another 7. George Johnson's back into form. Billy Laurie, I reckon he's going to be one of the early favourites for the Marlon Virgo medal. And coach George String, he's obviously slipped into the groove. So Keith are really starting to meet the expectations we thought pre-season, I reckon.
Well, it's the same thing. You've got a new coach, and also with that, the four guys you mentioned there would be as good as any four in any club.
Yeah, I think you're right. They've got all bases covered. Now, Mundella will host Lucendale. Now, this is going to be a big game because I reckon this might determine a situation for Mundella, how deep they finish in that top five. Lucendale must be close to getting the coach back, I'd say, and Milne as well.
Well, that'll be, it'll obviously benefit them to get them back. And, to go to Mandala and win will be good, but they're looking for losing three in a row, Lucindale.
Yeah, now this is a bit of a test for Narracourt. The trainer's moving, but they got to head to McCorkendale Park at Penola, who sit top of the ladder, mind you, with predominantly local product. Going well under the tutelage of Matty Tilby, and no doubt Adam Hoggett-Merritt still leading him on the ground. I reckon Penola will have them covered. They'll come down with a thud, Mal.
I think they will. I think Penola are playing excellent football. But, I mean, if Narracourt can take what they had last week, they'll be competitive for a while. But I think Penola will get over top quite easy in the finish.
Well, one thing for sure, Mal, there is life in the race for a final five spot, barring a couple of clubs. And we might have an odd upset, as we've seen with Narracourt knocking you off. So I reckon the season's going to be a real interesting one.
I think that the top sides are reasonably good again, but I think that the improvements come from, probably 8 or 9 sides have got a real good show.
Mal Coates, you keep the Cougars snarling, and you'll need that warm Triple M coat on the weekend.
Beautiful. It was magnificent. It was last Saturday at Narracourt.
Keep warm. All the best.
All right. Thanks, Milo.
Limestone Coast, Triple M. Western Border Footy. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Kitley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know.
Triple M rocks footy.
963 Triple M.
Triple M's Limestone Coast Footballer of the Week for Sip and Save. When you're catching up with mates, start at Sip and Save.
Greetings again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, keeping country footy alive in the heart of Mount Gambier across the Limestone Coast. Now, talking Limestone Coast, as the jingle just said, it's Sip and Save Football of the Week. And when you're catching up with mates, start at Sip and Save. And a big thank you to Russell Nowak, the roving rep, who sneaks down from Adelaide for that award every week. Now, on the weekend, Western Border Super 6, I had a look at the Millicent East Gambier clash. And Millicent at half time were 3-7-1-8. It was just a good old-fashioned one-on-one game of footy. And after half time, it was Millicent that went on with it, kicking 9-4 goals, and they went home winners for their Rump and Red Night, which no doubt everyone enjoyed, with a 42-point victory. And it was a total team effort. And one of the players that typified that, he was there all day. He has been at Millicent for the last couple of seasons, crossing over from Tantanoola in Mid-Sea footy, where he learned his craft. Congratulations on a good game, Dylan Tingle.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no, well played. And Dylan, you've had a very good season. You really feel you've adjusted and are playing that role for Millicent this year?
Yeah, no, it's good. Been a good season for everyone. So.
Now, going back to last year, a lot of guys are a bit reluctant to make the step to Western Border, and often it might be the netballer that gets people to change leagues, etc. What got you to switch to Western Border and Millicent from Tantanoola last year?
I just had a few good mates playing at Millicent, so thought I'd go in there for a kick and have a kick with them. So, it's been good so far.
And Clint Gallio and the Brains Trust, what predominantly has the role they've given you this year?
Just sort of playing across half-back.
Yeah.
For most of the year, I think, so, yeah.
You haven't snuck up and kicked a goal yet or anything like that?
Oh, I think I snuck up a couple of times for a goal.
Yeah, there's usually a competition. I know when Bugsy Harris and I used to change in the back pocket at East Gambier, there was a bit of a competition with all the backmen to see who could kick the most goals. So no doubt that'll be alive and well. Now, in terms of Millicent this year, the improvement, where has it come, do you believe, to be probably putting your hand up for a big part in the finals down the track?
I don't know. I reckon everyone's just sort of starting to play heaps well together and... sort of something gels the team and everyone's having fun out there. So.
Now, what age are you at the moment, Dylan?
I'm 22.
Okay, a lot of footy ahead of you. Now, where do you believe or where do you want to continue to improve your footy in the near future, particularly this season?
I don't know, just keep doing what we're doing, really. I reckon it's working well so far. This year at Millicent, so, yeah.
Now, Mid-Sea to Western Border, what with some of the things you had to adjust to and probably glaring differences between the two competitions after playing a bit in one and a bit seasons?
I don't know. It's a bit hard to say. It's still the same game, I suppose. But
It's still hard to get the footy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Now, Tinknell, brother Sam, he was a former winner of the Farmer Phil Scanlon Memorial Rookie of the Year from Triple M here. He's not playing footy at the moment?
No, he's not playing anymore.
Okay, so obviously injury got on top of him. Does he come along and have a look at the bro?
Yeah. When he can, he works away a bit. So
okay.
When he's home, he likes to come for a watch.
Now, Millicent this year got a very good mix of experienced players and veterans even, and local boys that are coming through as rookies. Who are some of the rookies you reckon have really put their hand up this year?
Sam Willis up forwards. Yeah. Did a really good job.
He kicked two. Yeah, really. He did, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, he's really stepping up. Young Harry Tunkin as well.
Yeah.
Coming up, he's only a young fella. So yeah, he's played a couple of games and he's doing really well so far.
Yep. So there's obviously a real good feeling there because it's predominantly local product because the boys that come from Adelaide have got a history with the Millicent Saints, haven't they?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All the boys have played there before, so. All the boys come down from Adelaide anyway.
Now, you've had a look at everyone so far, and I believe you've got to have your best team on the park, and it's probably going to be on the day as we get closer to finals and even in the finals. Who do you think's maybe the one to beat this year?
Oh, it could be anyone, I reckon, right?
Okay.
Going into every game, it's nothing's going to be easy to win. So.
Well, that's a hobby horse of mine. Do you feel as a player that's still fairly young that that improves you when you have that harder game and you've got to dig deep every week?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. No, it's no easy game, so you improves you for sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, all the best for the rest of the season. I've been talking to Dylan Tinknell, and he's our winner this week in Western Border Super 6 of the Sip and Save Football of the Week across the Limestone Coast. I'll get that $50 voucher out to you, and you can sneak into the Somerset Hotel there and redeem that voucher. And, of course, say hello to Amanda and Alex Gordon. All the best to you and the Saints for the rest of the season, Dylan.
Perfect. Thanks, Mike.
The Limestone Coast, Triple M. Western Border Footy. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Keighley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know.
Triple M Rocks Footy.
963 Triple M.
Triple M's Western Border Player of the Week for the OK Pie Shop. Celebrating over 60 years of traditional baking.
Yes, Milo, Triple M. Keeping country footy alive for over 28 years. And, of course, Triple M and the old 5C have been doing it for over 80 years. So looking after local sport, of course. Now, as we just heard, Western Border Super 6 and the valued sponsor for a long time, the OK Pie Shop Western Border Player of the Week. And the winner picks up a $50 voucher. And who doesn't like their goodies from the OK Pie Shop? And, of course, they're celebrating over 60 years of traditional baking. Now, on the weekend, only two games of Western Border footy. And I was at Millicent and East, but I was keeping in contact with what was happening over at Moleseed Park. And North Canberra out of the blocks, 6-1-2. And I thought, gee, that's going to be a bit of catch-up for West. Well, the West boys dug deep, and they ended up winning that game by 27 points. So they've passed another test. Now, in that game, there was a young fella. He kicked 6 goals. He's a former winner of our Triple M Farmer Phil Scanlon Rookie of the Year a couple of seasons ago. He's on the line. Congratulations, Kangaroo from West Gambier, Tom Zeitz.
Thanks, Milo.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I'm really pleased that you're going on with your footy. And when we present that Farmer Phil Scanlon Award, we always look for a player we believe will go on in their football to play at perhaps a higher standard. And above all, keep improving your game. Tommy, what ripe old age are you now?
19, mate.
Oh, gee. As the song says, they ought to be 19 again. Now, 6 goals. Now, you've been playing a fair bit in defence. The move up forward, did you start there or did the coaches decide to slip you up there when the heat was on?
I started half back.
Yeah.
We were copping a bit of a pizzling in the first quarter there. And, we had the win in the second quarter. And I don't know, I was having a bit of a stinker of a first quarter, really. And got moved up forward and, had a bit of a go and kicked a couple goals. And, things turned around a little bit and get going.
Well, you're the young swing man. I christened Steve Wenman the swing man many years ago, but you must be his apprentice because he wants to get up that forward line as well and kick a few goals. He wants a time in the paddock. Now, the 6 goals, any easy ones or were they marks on the run, snaps? How did they come?
They were all set shots.
Gee.
So I got a cheap one was right in the square. I got an easy one over from teammate Jack Blackwell. so it's probably the easiest one right in the square. But yeah, I had a few good deliveries coming in from the boys. It was sort of coming from the source out of the midfield there, and they got on top in the second half and the second quarter there, and yeah, goals started to flow a little bit.
Yeah, and it's all payback because you'll hand some out later on yourself. Now, in terms of the family record, I know Dad Pete's played in a few leagues. Has he kicked more than that in A-grade footy?
Yeah, he has. He reminded me after the game.
I knew he would have.
Yeah, he's kicked a bag of 10 or so, I think. So, yeah, he won't be giving me too much credit, I don't think.
That's all right. You'll get there. He wants you to continue to improve. Now, Brother Sam, what's his best tally in A-grade footy?
He's only kicked 3, so he's 3 behind.
Gee, you got him covered. Now, West Gambier, it's very exciting, Western Border, this year, because probably other than South, it's a 5-way race for a spot in the finals. And you guys, after you lost to Cass and Sanford, which I saw, and it was only your kicking that probably precluded you from maybe winning that game, you've gone gangbusters. What do you put the big turnaround to as one of the young guns in that side, Tommy?
I think it's a bit of a different style this year compared to the last 2 years. We look to move the ball quick, and at any chance we can get to go, we will take that.
Yep.
I think every game we have done that, it's opened up a bit for us, and yeah, we seem to score a lot faster and more often when we're playing the way we want to. So yeah, probably that style of football we play this year is contributing a fair bit.
Now, to do that, obviously, new coach Brad Wilson and his assistant Tommy Holmes, who come back as very good players, they must have set a pretty good fitness base in pre-season so you can carry out that type of footy.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, having both of them guys back, especially because they've been at the club before and they know what the league's like. They've really given us a lot. I think Tommy Holmes is having a good year so far. He's played strong every game. Same as Brad, and he's, slotted right into that coaching role easily, and, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, Tommy's muscled up as well. Now, I've been talking to Tom Zeitz, worthy winner, OK Pie Shop Player of the Week. I'll get that $50 voucher out to you. You set yourself a stand, and it's good to see you continue to improve your footy. All the best to you and the Kangaroo boys for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Milo. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
The Limestone Coast, Triple M. Western Border Footy. Thanks to the team at Ray White, Keighley, Mount Gambier and Hamilton. Local sport on the local you know.
Triple M rocks footy.
963 Triple M.
Yes, we're talking Super 6 Western Border. Who better to catch up with? Long-term partner in crime on the field over there at the Kennel, Woof Woof, and also with the Ray White, Keighley, Know-It-Alls footy team. The Feral from the Forest. Good morning, Keith Hooker-Ransom.
Good morning, Milo, and good morning, listeners.
Now, we're into the season well and truly, and two games last weekend, and Millicent did everything right, complete team effort, and they headed home to their Rump and Red Knight, 42-point victors over East Gambier, who were floundering at this stage. So Clint Gallio, he'd be pretty pleased with where Millicent are sitting at this early stage.
Oh, definitely, and of course, he must be due to come back shortly, I reckon.
June, I reckon.
I don't think he needs to rush like suggested. I think he can take his time. And look, he's enjoying what he's doing. And yeah, credit to Millicent. East, obviously, with a few key players missing. And if they can get a few of those guys back over the next couple of weeks, they'll start looking a bit better.
Now, that comes from you, who's had knee problems and are going to get it fixed shortly. So, Clint, get the message from Uncle Hooker. Don't come back to your 100% right. And they've got a few other players out as well, so they can look forward to that. East Gambier, 6-7 regulars out. But you've got to cover that, and we'll wait with interest whether those players come back. Now, in terms of the other game, Western North, out of the blocks, North Gambier, 6 straight. West won 2. Gee, North went to sleep, and West won by 27 points. So what a terrific character-building win for Brad Wilson's mob.
Oh, look, it was a great win. And when you're 6 goals down at the quarter-time break, I mean, you really got to rally the troops, don't you, Milo? And you've got to say the right words, get the match-ups right. But then you've got to go out and kick the goals. And like you said, young Zeke's got moved to a forward line position and kicked 6 goals for him. So that was a great move. And they kept North to only 6 goals for the rest of the match and come out comfortable winners. And well done, West, and well done, Brad.
Yeah, and West are still waiting for Tyson Plungers to come back, and they haven't got a bevy of big guys, so he's really going to bolster them and strengthen them as well. Some big pluses for North, who've had players out as well. Brad Stafford back for his first game and straight into the best player, so he's going to make a difference. And Jake Schultz, likewise, back from a fractured jaw. They've nursed him through, and he'll only get better, and he's a big part of that backline organisation in their team. And of course, no Hamish Telford for another week, suspended. And the one I want to see come back, because I haven't seen him yet, Michael Telford, ex-Glencoe, Glenelg and Sturt player, and Dylan Munn. So they've got three quality players to come back in. And of course, the Messiah, the rumours, Justin McConnell, maybe in June, but we'll wait and see what happens there.
We'll have to wait for that one.
Yeah, we never know. Now, this week we have round 6, and Cass and Sanford, who will be absolutely fresh and ready to go, they will host West Gambier. So West Gambier are really going to find out where they're at in a big way.
Yeah, look, a huge test for the West Footy Club to go to Casson. And, the last score, I think, was only about 3 to 4 points in it, just under a goal.
Yeah, I saw that game, and West wasted their opportunities.
And that was on the big oval at West, so it's gonna test them down there at Castleton, because Castleton Sanford's oval is just a round circle, and it's how you can get that ball moving quickly to your forward line. So I think Castleton will be just a little bit too strong for them at home.
Bringing back memories, Keith, you always knew an area when you went to Island Park you were sore for the next week, but that's another story. Now I'm going to go for the Cats in that one. Now North Gambier are going to host East Gambier, and it's going to be a matter of who gets the best lineup on the park. Now, the missing player for East, and you know I'm a big plus and bias to Ruckman, but Mark Kieselback, first use of the ball, those hit-outs to the on-ballers, and that's the big difference with Caston this year. Will McDonald has done that. Now, we look like Mark Kieselback will be off the scene for a while.
Yeah, I think so, Milo. He had issues with his back in the past, so hopefully he can get over that as soon as possible and get back into the side, but I wouldn't be holding my breath for a while yet, at any rate, so... Best of luck to him for that.
Who will you go in that one? Who's your selection in that one, Mecca?
Yeah, look, I reckon I'll go for East. I reckon they're going to get a few players back this week.
Yeah.
And I just think they've got the wool over North at the moment. And I'll stick my neck out and I'll take East Gambier to beat North.
I'm going to chop it off and I'm going to go for North at home only because it's at home. And I'm looking forward to seeing another good game of Super 6 local product Western Border footy. And, of course, lucky last, South Gambier will host Millicent, and Millicent will win this one. And it'll be interesting to see how they go on the biggest ground, because over the years I've always thought they've struggled, Keith, on that paddock.
Yeah, watched them there last year in that final, and they struggled because of the way the ball moves one end of the ground so quickly, and it's a one-on-one competition. If you can get it to the right area, it's not congested on the small oval, so... I'll reckon South a bit off to a flyer, but I reckon Millicent will overrun them in the last quarter.
Keith Hooker-Ransom, as always, value your comments. You come from a spot of knowledge. Enjoy the day and be safe in the forest.
We'll see you there at the footy.
Triple M, Mid-Southeast footy for the Matthews Hotels, the Gambier, the Southeastern and the Park Hotels. Supporting grassroots footy in the Southeast. Triple M's Mid-Southeast Footy League Player of the Week. For the Athlete's Foot, visit one of their expert fit technicians at the Athlete's Foot Mount Gambier.
Yes, Milo, Triple M, keeping country footy alive. And as we heard, it's Mid-Sea and it's the Athlete's Foot Player of the Week. And a big thank you to Athlete's Foot. And, of course, visit one of their expert fit technicians at Athlete's Foot Mount Gambier and they'll look after you. Tell them Milo sent you. As we know, we have a $50 voucher each week for a special effort by a player across the Mid-Sea games, and Robe are travelling nicely, and it was the Battle of the Red and the Whites on the weekend. Gee, what a first quarter. Robe Roosters 3-5, Tant Tigers 3-1, but Robe got into gear. They kicked 20 goals for the rest of the game. They restricted the Tant Tigers to 7, and the Robe Roosters picked up a bit of percentage in the points with an 85-point victory. Craig Pitt with 5 goals. And with 26, he leads the goal kick, and he's a traveller from Adelaide. And coach Jack Kelly, he got in the action with 5 as well. But the players had a terrific start to the season, put in another good game. He's on the line. Good morning, Jake Will.
Good morning, Marla. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. And no doubt Roosters are going along nicely. Yourself, the coach has used you in a variety of positions. How's he shifted you around the paddock?
The boys are going along well so far this year. Strung a few games together, and Coach Kelly's put me across the half back and a little bit through the midfield when needed. But playing a little bit behind the footy and working up the field a bit. Yeah.
Now you're an ex-Kingston boy. You progressed through your junior stages there. You were up at Glenelg for a while. And I know you're at college. Now, there's a hell of a college connection with who's playing for Robe at the moment, isn't there?
There is, yeah. So Jack Kelly Chipper, he's the coach and player down there, and he's obviously an old col. And, his best mate, Craig, came down and had a year with the Roosters last year. And, Craig's brother Jake and another bloke, Lewis Crawford, along with Bojack Vidic, Benny Vidic. So a couple of old Reds there that have come down and, having a kick for the Roosters.
Well, that makes it easy. And, of course, the Pit Boys are ex-Lucendale, so it's a real mixed bag of lollies. Now, you came back to Earth with a thud against Mount Burr. Now, what did you take out of that game going forward in terms of what you're going to have to do to measure up to be a candidate for finals action?
Yeah, look, Mount Burr showed pretty much to us that they are a quality side. And we probably got ahead of ourselves a bit with the nice win against Hadley. Came into the game a bit unprepared mentally for the physicality and the class of Mount Burr, and they blew us out of the water pretty quickly. They piled on a few goals in that second quarter and showed us what it takes to be a champion team as they have been the last few years. So good wake-up call for the boys, I think. Not a bad time of the year to have a bit of a challenge like that for against us. So, hopefully the boys will learn from that and carry a bit of form into the next few weeks.
Now, obviously, you guys are thrown together, people from different areas, and then the local product coming through. Have you had your best combination on the park yet, do you think, Jack?
We did, yeah. I reckon, Hadley, we pretty much full strength with Jared Dawson. He's out at the moment, but he's looking to come back later on in the year.
Gee, we'll keep our fingers, because that's obviously better news than we thought with his knee.
He's he's most dedicated and driven blokes that I know, and he's gone and got some surgery on it, and looking to come back in the later season. He's back jogging, I think, now, so he's coming along well. But that Mount Burr game, we copped three injuries with Johnny Agnew knocking himself out early, and Big Riley Dickinson, he's just caught up a little bit sore, and Benny Vidic as well. So
Now, who are some of the younger players that we should keep our eye out for at the Robe Roosters this season?
Egan Regnew's come along pretty well this year. He's got himself a bit of fitness over the pre-season. Jack Smith, big tall fella.
He's out of the Egan stable. I know that connection. Yeah, and he's caught my eye as a developing player. So really, they're going to be the barometer for perhaps where you're going to finish the development of those rookies.
Those boys are, they've had a good start. So hopefully they can carry it on through and, members of the team will put a few more games together, which would be, good.
Now, I've been talking to Jake Will, and he's had a terrific start to season with Robe Roosters. He's an ex-Kingston boy, spent a bit of time up with Glenelg, also Prince Alfred College, old collegians, and that's the connection there this year. I'll get that $50, well, probably better still, if you call in when you're in Mount Gambier to Athlete's Foot, that voucher will be waiting for you, Jake. Good luck to you and the Robe Roosters. There's always a bit of excitement when Robe are up and about and a chance to play off in the finals.
Yeah, thanks very much, Milo.
My pleasure.
Triple M, Mid-Southeast footy for the Matthews Hotels, the Gambier, the Southeastern and the Park Hotels. Supporting grassroots footy in the Southeast.
Yes, we're still talking Mid-Sea footy. Who better to talk to? Eyes and ears of Mid-Southeast. Freddie Smith from the SE Times. Good morning, Freddie.
Yes, good morning to you, Milo.
Now, we had a round, of course, and it was Robe versus Tantanoola. And even first quarter, 3-5 to 3-1. But Robe got up by a massive 85 points. Did that margin surprise the pundits?
It did surprise me, Milo. I thought it'd be a bit closer. Tant lost a paler to a yellow card in the second quarter. That upset the balance of the side. The Roosters slipped away and they didn't look back after half time. So well done to the Seasiders. back in the groove.
And as we just heard, our athlete's foot winner, Jake Wheel, he's had a great start to the season and he's got Robe connections, so he's a local boy come home with the Kingston flavour, of course. And we've got to start calling them Prince Alfred College Old Collegiates number two, don't we, Fred? There's about six of them running around.
Oh, you could possibly do that, Milo.
Anyway, we'll wait and see. As long as they play good footy and get Robe up in a position, they can have a bit of a dip at the flag. Mount Burn, 92-point victors over Port Mac, and that's probably no surprise.
Oh, a bit of a surprise to me, Milo.
Was
but,
it? Okay.
No, Mount Burr, a terrific side, and the Seasiders still missing their captain, Zach Williams. We're not too sure whether he'll be back, but they played a good first half, and that was it for them. Mount Burr really kicked away after the long break.
Nyangwari kicked 5-3, which is the best score for the season, but Congaron kicked 25-25, and that was a 142-point margin. So big tick to Nyangwari there. We moved to Clangadoo and Glencoe, the original derby, and it was the do out of the blocks, and then they kicked 7, 10 and 10, and they picked up a bit of percentage and shared the goals around.
They certainly did, Milo, and they kicked 7 goals into the breeze in the second quarter. That was a fantastic effort, and they didn't let off the pressure for the rest of the game. So well done to the Magpies. They deserve to be right on the top of the ladder. Clencoe probably missing 5 first-choice players due to injury, but, gee, that was a big hiding for them.
Now we have a round again this weekend, and it's going to tell us some more things about where the comp will head. Tant will host Port Mac, and this will be a real good game, I'd say.
It'd be a real good game, Milo, and Tant Order are sitting on maybe another key player coming back into the club after a break of a couple of years.
Ooh.
We'll see what will happen there. He hasn't played a lot of footy lately, but they need a lot. They'll probably get their ex-captain Hayden Brown back this week, but Port Mac on the rebound. They did lose here at Tigerland when they're running into the finals last year, so it's a bit of a danger game for them.
Ooh.
But man for man, I like the Demons better.
And they're definitely not flying Timmy Stringer home from Queensland, are
they? No, not Timmy Stringer, Milo. No. But another very handy
not
player.
Ash Barnett. I'm really going back now.
Oh, well, I'm not saying it on air, Milo.
Ding-a-ling. Now, Mount Burr will host Hatherley. And Hatherley, are they getting a few players back to build their best side?
Yes, they are, Milo. Travis Weir, the Lucendale Premiership skipper, he's been with his yard dogs in Perth.
Wolf,
he'll be back in the team this week. Still quite a few players on the long-term injury list. It's a replay of last year's grand final. They're after some revenge, but it won't come this week. It's a big day for Mount Burr. They've got Bone McDermott and Tony Modric talking at the sports night on Saturday night. So it'll be a big day for the Mozzies. They'll win this game and they'll have a terrific time with those two AFL stars as well.
Down at Sleepy Hollow. And Congaron will host Robe. I think Robe are going to bounce back for another win.
Yes, Congaron was very impressive last week. And they dispatched Nangers. But no, it'll be the Roosters for me.
Let's hope it's continued improvement for Nyangwari. But I think Glencoe at home will be back in the winners list.
Yes, Milo. It's also a special day for both clubs. They remember the late Phil Mahovics. There's a cup and a best on ground medal given in his memory. He coached those two clubs and a couple of others around the southeast. So Phil Mahovic's remembered tomorrow at Glencoe. But as you said, it'll be the Murphys winning that prize yet again.
Now, Middersea is the only league that haven't announced their interleague squad yet. And from memory, I think they were talking last week of this month, Freddie. Is that the bells that you're getting from Jack Kelly?
They're getting their support team behind Jack Kelly organised, and it might be about another week before we hear who'll be in that training squad.
Do we get excited? Clangadoo are in, Mount Burr are in, I'm ticking Robe to be in, but we're still open for fourth spot. Hatherley, Port Mac, Tantanoola and Glencoe, and maybe if Glencoe can't get those players, that's going to cause them to disappear out of that race.
Still
too early.
Wrong on last week's form, might be a chance too, Milo.
Freddie, as always, you can take us out.
See you at the footy.
You betcha. Stay warm.